Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 9th, 1947, and the title is Gun Runner's Boy. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I am Silver.
As Dan Reed, the nephew of the Lone Ranger, rode into the town of Shady Bend, he saw a boy a couple of years older than himself engaged in a fight with half a dozen others.
So, who baked the hobo?
That's what you are.
We don't want your time around here.
This town's not big enough for you.
You're no better than your father. Why don't you move out?
Dan Reed instinctively took the side of the underdog. When he saw the odds against Jim Hawkins, he leaped to the ground.
I'll help you.
Dan charged into the group with his hard fist swinging.
Hey, what's the idea? Where did you come from?
Hey, listen, none of your business.
Dan had been taught the art of self-defense by the Lone Ranger. He knew how to duck and dodge, how to parry a blow, and how to hit effectively. He and Jim Hawkins fought gamely until their opponents withdrew.
We'll get to the next time.
Remember what we told you. You clear out of town, Jim Hawkins, and tell him how we said.
We're not going to clear out. We're going to stay here. We got as much right to live here as you have.
Never mind. Don't pay any attention.
Golly, fella. I don't know why you mixed into my fight, but I'm sure obliged to you.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, my name's Dan Reed.
Yeah, I guess you heard him call me Jim Hawkins.
Yeah.
Guess you heard a lot of other things they said.
Golly, Jim, Got a mighty bad black eye there.
Yeah.
Better go home and put something on it.
You got a few marks on your own face. I'd like to ask you to come to the house, but... Well, I don't suppose you'd want to come to my house.
Why not?
Well, you see, my pa was hanged for... Well, he got into the bad gang. He was smuggling rifles over the border. Pa was the unlucky one. He was the one that got caught. That's why the other fellas are all picking on me.
Golly, Jim, why are they picking on you? You didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
Well, that's not fair.
I wouldn't care for myself, but... Golly, it's tough on Ma. A lot of the grown-ups treat her just about the same way you saw those fellas piling on me. I don't mean they beat her up or anything like that, but... Grown-ups have a way of hurting each other a lot more than getting pushed in the face.
Do you suppose I could wash up a little bit at your place?
Oh, sure. Oh, golly, it's right over here. That is, if you want to.
Thanks.
I'd like to have you know my mother. And say, maybe she's got some gingerbread. I bet she'll make some fresh when she hears what you did to help me.
It sounds mighty good to me. Let's get going.
Sure.
Wait till I get my horse. Here, Victor.
Gosh, I didn't think you'd want to come to the house that was built by a gunrunner.
How'd your father get mixed up in that kind of a deal, Jim?
Oh, I don't know. I can remember when he wasn't in with the gang. That was before Mom got sick. She had to have an operation, and it took just about every cent the dad could raise. Used up his savings, and he borrowed some money on the house.
Is your mother all right now?
Oh, yeah. She's all right. Except for being so unhappy all the time. Dad wanted to give her lots of nice things. That's why he turned to gun running. He wanted the cash for Mom.
He couldn't have been as bad as the rest of the gang.
Oh, he wasn't. He was a swell dad before he went away. After he got to gun running, we didn't see much of him. Oh, but golly, wait till you meet Mom. You'll like her.
It was a little later the same day when Dan returned to the woodland camp where the Lone Ranger and Tonto had been waiting for him. He explained his delay and accounted for the bruises on his face by telling of the incident with Jim Hawkins.
Dan, I wondered if you'd learn anything about Jim.
You know him?
No, but I feel rather responsible for him. Your mother, too. See, I supplied some of the information that led to the capture and hanging of Jim's father.
Oh, gee.
Hawkins wasn't a vicious man, but he traveled with a bad gang.
What about the rest of the gang?
They haven't been captured yet.
Do you know who they are?
Yes.
Golly, it doesn't seem fair that Jim and his mother have to be made to suffer.
It isn't fair, Dan.
While Jim was washing up, his mother told me how hard he's tried to face things. None of the fellas want anything to do with him. He can't get a job or anything else.
What Jim plan do, Dan?
He wants to leave Shady Bend. After what happened today, I guess he's going to.
He is?
Yes. When I left, he was planning to clear out first thing in the morning. He's going to try to set up a new home somewhere else where he isn't known, then send for his mother.
That's a big undertaking for a boy Jim's age. He's only a few years older than you are, Dan.
I wish there was some way we could help him.
Perhaps there is.
Say.
What's the matter, Dan?
Now I understand. You didn't need the supplies you sent me to town for.
No.
You wanted to know how Jim Hawkins was making out, and you thought I'd bring back word of him.
You brought back word, all right.
And fetched back plenty bruise on face, too.
What are you going to do about Jim?
I'm going to call on him tonight.
That night, Jim Hawkins finished packing his possessions, those he planned to take away with him.
I guess that'll do it.
He tossed a blanket roll into a corner of his small bedroom at the rear of the house, then prepared to sleep for the last time in the only bed he had ever known.
Jim.
Huh?
He turned toward the voice. He saw a masked man at the open window.
Who are you?
Take it easy, Jim. There's no need to waken your mother.
What do you want? Who are you?
Don't let this mask mislead you. Please come over to the window so it'll be easy to talk.
You're one of the pack of crooks that's traveled with my dad.
I'm not. I want to get the crooks that traveled with your dad.
Who are you?
I want you to help me.
I'm not helping anybody. I'm pulling out of here. And as for you and that man...
Jim, I knew your father quite well. He was a pretty good man until he met Tom Martin.
My father was a smuggler. He was a crook.
I know. They wouldn't have been if Martin and the rest of his gang hadn't told your father how to make lots of easy money. Give you and your mother a better home. You owe it to your father to help make Martin and his pals pay.
What can I do?
You can do a lot. Will you listen to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll listen. Go ahead and talk.
The Lone Ranger talked for over half an hour in a low voice, outlining a carefully prepared plan. Jim Hawkins listened and nodded from time to time.
Come on, get along there! Get up!
Bart Jenkins rode hard away from the town of Shady Bend. It was several days after Jim Hawkins had said goodbye to his mother and started out alone. Several days after the midnight meeting between the Lone Ranger and Jim Hawkins. Bart Jenkins had news for the other members of the gang and their leader, Tom Martin.
Ho, 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 ho!
What's the matter with you, Jenkins? Don't you know better than to push a horse like that?
Wait till you hear, Martin. Just wait till you hear what I got to tell you.
I'm all ears. Go on, start talking.
What's up, Jenkins?
You talk like you had a plenty of news.
You'll agree I have. While I was in Shady Bend, I found out a few things about Hawkins' boy.
Jim?
Same. You know, he's been having a rough time of it since the law caught up with his father.
You didn't leather that horse to bring that news?
No, no. Give me a chance, Tom. Let me talk.
Go on.
Now, here's something that I didn't know. I'll bet you didn't know it either. Hawkins held out on us.
Held out?
Yeah. Didn't pay us all that we had come from those rifle deals.
Aye, that ornery double-crosser. That thieving polecat.
You sure of that, Jenkins?
You heard what I said. There's a lot of cash stashed away. And Jim Hawkins is riding out to get it.
That's our cash.
Sheriff, it's mine. I aim to have it.
Me too. No, wait. Hold on, boys. You got to hear the rest. Jim is fusing up with a couple of other critters. One of them's a redskin. The other's an owl hoot.
Who?
I don't know who, but he's masked. Jim must have made some kind of a deal with the two of them.
A redskin and an owl hoot. Who in thunder are they that they should split that cash?
It belongs to us.
That's just the point, Sam. It does belong to us. Now, we going to get it, or do we sit back and wait until we can run some more rifles over the border?
Me, I don't like waiting. Same goes for me. I want what's coming to me.
All right. What about it, Tom?
How'd you get the facts, Jenkins?
Jim got to bragging.
Yeah?
You know, the other fellas around town have been kind of looking down their noses at him ever since his father got hung.
I know that.
Well, Jim finally got all he could take. He got so mad he didn't care what he was saying. He told how he was heading out and how he'd come back in a few days with his saddlebags full of cash.
I see.
Okay.
Well, after that, I kept an eye on the kid. Saw him talking to this redskin, the critter with a mask on his face. They're starting north toward Pleasantville.
How long ago did they start?
We get going right away, we can head them off.
What about it, Tom? Let's get going, eh, Martin?
Shut up. Let me think this over.
I always figured we should have made more money out of those deals.
Me too. But I never would have suspicioned that Hawkins would hold out on us.
That's what I don't savvy. That don't sound like Hawkins.
He always acted pretty square.
He took his medicine without squealing on the rest of us. That don't sound like he'd hold out.
Well, now, you jugheads don't doubt what I told you, do you?
It's not bad, Jenkins.
Well, all right,
it
then.
Won't do any harm to investigate.
That's how I feel.
You say there's three of them?
That's right. Jim, a redskin, and a masked man.
There's four of us.
Get your horses, boy.
Now you're talking.
That's it, boy.
We'll corral those three and bring them back here to the shack where we can ask them plenty of questions. We'll be sure to get straight answers.
I'm all set to go.
I'm cinched up.
You ready, Tom?
Yeah, just a second. Now hit the saddle, boys, and follow me.
Steady, boy.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had left Dan Reed in charge of their camp while they rode slowly in the direction of Pleasantville with Jim Hawkins. Presently, they saw four horsemen approaching from the right.
Look at them come, Jim. Do you recognize any of those men?
Why, yeah. That's Bart Jenkins riding on the outside. He's the one you told me about.
That's right.
Oh, those dirty cubs.
Those, Jim, are the men responsible for what happened to your father.
If I had a gun, I'd open fire on him.
Steady, that won't help. The law has to make those men pay. I remember what I told you.
Yeah, I remember.
Rain up there! We want you! Rain up, boys!
What's going on?
Oh, fella. Them fella are plenty bad.
No matter what happens, Kemosabe, just exactly as I told you.
You remember.
Cover it!
Who are you and what do you want?
What's the idea of stopping us?
Put gun away.
We're keeping these guns handy. Be sure you go along with us.
You remember me, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You talked a little bit too much.
What do you want?
You'll see. First, we're going to take that mask off your friend.
Shut up, Jenkins. I'll do the talking. My name's Martin, Tom Martin.
Oh?
You three do what I say and you won't have any trouble.
What makes you think we're trying to avoid trouble?
You'll do well to avoid the kind of trouble I dish out. You boys disarm these critters. And we'll take him to the shack where we can have a nice long talk without being disturbed.
Right.
Hold it. If you want to talk, we'll go along with you and talk. But we'll keep our guns, and I'll keep my mask. If you try to make prisoners of us, we'll argue the point.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When Tom Martin and his three henchmen intercepted the Lone Ranger and Jim Hawkins with Tonto, he decided that it would be wiser to permit the Lone Ranger to keep his mask and guns than to have a showdown. It was half an hour later in Tom Martin's shack.
You stay outside and keep an eye on things. Let me know if anyone comes this way.
All right, Martin.
Now we'll have a talk.
You said that when you and your pal stopped us out on the trail. I think I know what you want to talk about, Martin. But before we get down to business, we better send the boy into the next room.
Hey, now, hold on.
Quiet, Jim.
Is there any reason why the kid can't hear what we're going to say to him?
If you want to talk, you do as I say.
You want me to take him into the other room, boss?
Take him out the front door there. Joe can watch him while he's watching the horses.
Come on, kid.
But, well, I want to stay here.
Do as you're told while we talk to the masked man and the Indian.
Joe, keep an eye on the button.
Right.
It's about time we got down to business.
We're going to. Now, Master, I've let you keep your mask and guns and sent the boy away. Is there anything else you want?
Now we'll talk about what you want. Looks to me, Martin, as if we're after the same thing.
How do you know?
Bart Jenkins gave it away when he laughed at Jim, told him he talked too much. You intercepted us because you knew where we were going.
Jim's old man was in my gang. He held out on us. Kept a lot of cash that he should have split up.
You're sure of that, huh?
Sure enough.
You were going after that cash, weren't you?
I doubt if I could have gotten it without help. Now, if you men want to throw in with us, I'm open to a proposition.
What makes you think we've got to throw in with you?
You can't get the cash otherwise. You don't know where to look for it.
I've got an idea we could persuade that kid to talk.
You can't make him tell you what he doesn't know. He can't tell you where to go for the cash his father put away.
Who can?
Jim Hawkins has to be taken to a certain individual. One man. When that man sees Jim, he'll help me get what I want. Jim doesn't know who he is, so you've got me to deal with.
Ah, you know, huh?
Yes.
We might be able to persuade you to tell what you know.
Don't try it.
There's three of us in this room. Against you and the Redskin.
All of you go for guns at the same time, you might get Tonto and me. But we'll shoot before we go down. You can be sure of that.
He's talking sense, Tom. It would be a lot better to deal with him on a partnership basis.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You said something about needing a little help.
You men could probably give it to me.
All right. Where will we find this man that knows so much about Jim Hawkins' father and the cash he put away?
I'm not telling. We'll all go there together.
Does the kid have to go along?
We'll get more information with Jim there.
How long will it take us to reach him?
Oh, if we start right away, We can be there by sunset.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
We're not waiting. We'll start right away.
It was just about sunset when the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jim Hawkins, accompanied by Martin and his henchmen, rode into the town of North Flats, several miles north of the community where Jim had made his home. They reined up and dismounted in front of the general store.
So this is the place, huh?
Yes. I'll go into the store with Jim. Come on, Jim.
Yes. Hey, why can't we all go?
You think the storekeeper will talk in front of you and Martin and his pals to know who you are?
What's wrong with that?
You'll know that Jim won't get a cent of what his father put away.
What about that mask you're wearing? Will he talk in front of you?
He'll talk.
Well, what are we here for?
Yeah. You said you needed us to help you. What did you mean by that?
We're stopping here only for information. You four will have plenty to do after we get it.
All right. We'll wait here.
Good, boss.
But get this straight, mister.
Yes?
There's to be no double crossing. We'll be watching through the doorway.
Come on, Jim.
You stay here, Redskin.
Me stay.
There they go, into the store.
Hi there, Jim. This is sure a surprise seeing you here. Mask.
Yeah, looks like the storekeeper's surprised to see the masked man.
Tom, I don't like this setup.
That masked man sure has a way about him.
What are you grinning at, Redskin?
Masked man got plenty way.
Well, he better not try anything with us.
Hey, look through the door there. The masked man's got the storekeeper in the back of the store.
I wish it was more light in there so as we could see better.
Hey, the masked man's holding a gun.
And he's talking low. Looks like he's talking downright straight from the shoulder.
I wish I could hear what he's saying.
Tom, look. He seems to be threatening Jim Hawkins with that gun.
Great T.
You ordering fire?
Here he comes.
Where you gun crazy fool?
Why'd you shoot?
Get going. We've got to get out of here in a hurry.
I'm ready.
The kid started telling all he knew.
All right, that double crossing little coyote.
All right, get going.
Get him. Stop. Stop those cops.
The six men rode hard away from town and maintained the pace for some time. Then Tom Martin signaled a momentary halt.
Hold up here!
Why are we stopping?
What's the idea, Tom?
We gotta decide what to do.
There's only one thing to do. Get back to your shack, get your things together, and head for the border as soon as possible.
Confound it, why'd you have to go gun crazy?
Maybe you'd liked it better if I'd let Jim Hawkins tell all he knew about you.
What could he prove?
He couldn't prove anything against us.
Well, there's plenty against you now.
There sure is, thanks to you. If we're caught, we'll all swing. We'll deal with you later.
Tom, we got a lot of stuff in that shack.
The sooner we get it, the better. Let's travel. All get right. up there.
Come on. Get up.
Tom Martin and his henchmen kept a sharp watch on the Lone Ranger and Tonto during the fast ride to the shack. The group reined up. And as Martin dismounted, he whipped out his gun.
Rest of you, get inside of me. Keep an eye on this masked man and his pal. I'm going to deal with them when we get more time.
Yeah, I'm good, boss.
Go on, you. Get inside there.
Very well, Martin.
We're taking a chance at stepping here. But we've got to clear out the stuff that's under the floor. Hurry up, you boys. Rip up them floorboards.
Let me get in there with this axe. This'll get the first board loose.
Go ahead. All right.
Martin's men worked as rapidly as possible while Martin guarded the masked man and Tonto. Several floorboards were pried loose. Then picks and shovels came into play. Two men dug into the soft ground, throwing shovel after shovel full of black dirt on the cabin floor.
How far down was that chest planted?
I don't know. I didn't think it was as deep as this.
Hurry up there. Bend the lips, Page.
If anyone can work any faster, you can feel free to step up and try.
What's that?
I hit something hard. Sounds like the chest.
It is.
Clear away the rest of that dirt.
Yeah. It's most cleared away. Maybe if a couple of us got a hold of the handles, we could lift her out.
Let me get one of them.
Here, Bart, you grab one, too. This chest is mighty heavy.
Right. I got one.
Now, lift her out.
All right.
Now, put her right here.
Now, open that lid.
All right, boss.
The Lone Ranger, watching through his mask, was surprised at the contents of the chest. He had hoped to find some sort of evidence against the Martin gang, but what he saw exceeded all his expectations. There were a few rifles of the type that had been handled by the gunrunners. but it was neither these nor the sacks full of gold and silver coins that caught his eye. It was the records. Martin had kept a careful account of all his transactions, including the names of the people with whom he had dealt in the past and hoped to deal in the future. It was evidence that would convict the gang in any court.
Load all them rifles on the spare horses. Put the other stuff into the saddlebags and be quick about it.
That goes for you too, Indian.
My saddlebag, plenty full of other things.
Then unfill it. This stuff goes where we go, and so do you and that mash man.
Just a minute. I have something to tell you, Martin. You and your men.
Well, what is it? Make it fast. You got no time to listen to talk.
You have lots of time. You're not going anywhere.
What's that?
Who's not going anywhere?
What's he mean?
At least you're not going across the border.
Say, listen, mister. Maybe I should have taken that mask off a long time ago. I don't like your style.
Anytime you want to try taking the mask off, Martin, make your move. You think the four of you are ready to tackle it?
This ain't no time to argue. I don't know what minute the law will be closing in.
When you hear what I have to say, you'll know a lot more than you do now. In the first place, Hawkins didn't hold out any cash.
What? That's why that kid of his was telling around town about
it. Jim was talking for your particular benefit, Bart. You and the rest of the gang were made to think Jim's father had hidden a lot of cash.
Then there wasn't no cash.
No. You four just about ruined that boy's life when you made an outlaw out of his father. To redeem himself, Jim has to capture this gang.
What are you getting at?
What's that got to do with shooting Jim?
As long as the things in that chest were hidden, the law couldn't get anything against you. You had to be made to think that the law had a case of murder against you. Jim Hawkins' murder.
By thunder, if this is a double cross.
It is a double cross. The same kind of a double cross you gave Jim's father when you let him take all the blame. You see, Jim Hawkins is not dead.
But you shot him.
We saw you.
You saw me firing a gun and you saw Jim fall.
But that old storekeeper.
Yes, he was in on the plan.
We're framed.
If the law comes here now with all this stuff spread out.
The law is here.
Me open door.
I'll get you.
I'll show you.
Hey, young boy.
You want the marshal.
Hold on. Give up or we shoot. Hold on. Now
you won't get me without a fight. No. I quit. Let me go.
Why this? No. Wait. Don't shoot. I give up.
Back up against that wall. Go on. Make it fast.
Don't shoot, Marshal. I'm doing what you say.
You got him, Marshal. You got them all.
Four of them. That's all there are, Marshal. I think that evidence will give you what you need.
These are the ones, Marshal. These are the crooks that made my dad go wrong.
Jim, looks like you sure done a job of squaring things.
I didn't have anything to do with it, Marshal. That masked man in Tano worked out the scheme.
It couldn't possibly have succeeded without you, Jim. Can you handle these four, Marshal?
You're doggone right I can.
Well, I'll help.
Then Tano and I'll get back to camp. Dan Reed will be wondering what happened. Adios, Jim. We'll be hearing about you.
Adios, and golly, thanks.
Jim, just who is that masked man? I took your word for it that he was on the level.
He is, Marshal.
Well, who is he? Who's this Dan he's talking about?
Well, Dan's a friend of mine. And the masked man's a friend everybody'd like to have. He's the Lone Ranger.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.